Joyner, the outgoing chair of Florida's Legislative Black Caucus, says she's disappointed recent court developments allow the state to continue its voter purge. Last month, the U.S. Supreme Court threw out part of the Voting Rights Act, requiring some Florida counties to get federal approval before changing voting laws. That ruling led to the dismissal of a lawsuit trying to block the voter purge on the grounds the state disproportionately targeted minority voters. After that suit was thrown out, the state immediately announced the voter purge would continue. Joyner says that amounts to voter suppression.
And I just think it's a witch hunt motivated by the governor's poll numbers, which moved up some, but they still are not that high. And it's targeting folks who vote Democratic.
Joyner says more than 60% of the names on the state's original list of suspected non-citizens belong to Hispanics. Before the 2012 election, Florida officials combed a driver's license database to find ineligible voters. This time around, they have access to a federal Homeland Security database. State officials say that should cut down on the number of eligible voters misidentified as non-citizens. For WFSU News, I'm Jessica Palumbo.